All right, it's the rundown. It's brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts. America runs on Dunkin'. Coley Mick needs some Dunkin' in his life.
I got something this morning. It's the only reason I'm alive right now.
You need the 2-for-1.
There's a lot of work going on.
A little hungover?
A lot of work.
Listen, people out there, long hours. They don't know stuff you don't know. It is to watch World Series games.
A little hungover?
Like Boston, okay?
Buddy, I belted out New York better than Sinatra ever could.
That's true.
I just wish Gaz had been there.
Gaz would have loved it.
Paulie plays.
It sucks that guys like you are just sucking off the teat of a company that Gaz built.
I do feel bad.
What's it like riding Paul's coattails?
I mean, listen, we all do.
He's so silently triggered. I've been going at him all day. That looked like a lot of fun.
Listen, he's going to private citizen it up in L.A. all week. True. I don't feel bad for fucking Gaz on this one.
Duncan, right now you can get 2 bacon, egg, and cheeses just $5. We got the bacon, egg, and cheese on a croissant. We got the donuts, the coffee, of course. America runs on Duncan. Barstool runs on Duncan.
That's right.
Go get yourself that 2 bacon, egg, and cheese. So we start with the Red Sox. Up 2-0 as they head to L.A. I mean, the series is absolutely over. I'd be stunned if the Dodgers even win a single game. Another championship for Boston. I was talking to Fights last night. It just feels like one of the most foregone conclusions of all time. Like, we were designing the shirts when the ALCS was over. It was just like, let's just fast forward. We'll get the duck boats ready. It's crazy how much it's just basically feels guaranteed.
It kind of sucks that it's been this easy because, like, The Yankees and the Astros were legitimately good teams, but it looks like we're playing scrubs, Kevin. Like, it's not even.
Yeah, no, I agree. It's
not even. Are you down in both games? I agree. The Red Sox.
We went down in game one.
I thought you were down 4.
No, it was tied. They tied it twice, and every time they tied it, Kershaw would just be a dead dog.
They're like the perfect playoff team, in that they just, instead of, you know, trying to mash home runs, they just beat you to death with, you know, singles and
fucking two out singles,
walks.
Their average runners in scoring position is like laughable.
It's crazy.
Their slash is like through the fucking roof with runners on.
We have more than after yesterday, more than half of our runs for the whole playoffs have been with two outs.
Now
they just execute. I said it's about the ALCS. It's like, usually, like, this is a team of destiny, and there's luck, and the bounce goes your way, and you get the calls. It's like, they just make diving catches, they turn two, they hit the other way, they just play good baseball.
Now, I mean, the Red Sox are going to win this series, but Coley asked me when he came in today, like, is there any way that, you know, like, is a total foregone conclusion?
I asked if the rest of the country felt that way.
I do feel that way. I feel like the Red Sox will win this series pretty much, like, 99% positive.
Okay.
But the only thing I threw out there for sake of an argument and play devil's advocate is I do think Rich Hill is the king of he could, like, show up, throw junk for 6-7 innings and it won't hit you.
Yeah, I
do.
No, I mean that
like,
is
and
Rich
I know
Hill's
this
MO.
Is a little in my brain because he did that to the Cubs in 2016 game 3, but, like, he is that guy.
But
where
he,
you're like, how is this guy beating
us? He'll do that. And the Red Sox will still win that game. No, they'll win like 2-1 or something.
I think,
you know,
they had a grave misstep by not throwing him in Boston game 2. He's from fucking Milton.
Right.
We're not going to lose to him in L.A. We might have lost to him. Yeah, like yesterday, Ryu was throwing slop.
Yeah.
And we couldn't touch it. Like, the second he got out of that game and fucking.
I mean, what is Dave Roberts doing? Continually putting Ryan Matson in the most pivotal spot.
Listen.
I don't care if it's the first inning. I don't care if it's the ninth inning. You can't put him in these spots.
Kevin, here's a little stat for you. Ryan Matson right now, he's got a 0.00 ERA.
I know.
That's what we call pristine.
This is like Greg Kimball, Dave being like 6-for-6. No problem.
Well, he is fixed now.
Yeah, yeah. He was tipping pitches.
Eric Gagne.
The crazy thing to me, the game 3, I think it's going to be like the ALCS. Like, if Walker Buehler comes out and is on fire, then the Dodgers have a glimmer of a hope. But it's like this, they could roll over in the first 3 innings of game 3, and then it's a clean sweep.
And then it's just a
wrap. Right. Yeah, it's like the Dodgers basically have 3 more innings of is this a series or not.
Yep, you have to come out
You have to come out like 4-0 in the first four innings.
We're throwing Porcello like he's no scrub, and then
Eovaldi. He might be like your biggest stud right now.
Eovaldi.
I know, but my point being that Porcello and Eovaldi are like the more important pitchers over. Price has stepped up, but Sale,
Price.
Like, Porcello and Eovaldi are going to win you this series.
Someone tweeted it in last night.
And Joe Kelly. I mean, it's just like everybody.
Joe Kelly, where were you when Joe Kelly fixed Red Sox bullpen? Do you never remember where you were?
I mean, I'll tell you when he fucking beat the shit out of the Yankees in April. That's when I should have known.
By the way, Frankie's not here. Every Red Sox who came on radio yesterday, he was like shaking their hands, giving them waters.
Oh,
like,
of course.
Classic
producer.
Frankie's
got to be a producer.
Classic.
Is Hubs still off?
Hubs is fine. Hubs is, this has all been good for Hubs.
I told him that. I gave him a little pep talk a week ago. I gave him a pep talk a week ago because he was like, yo, this is going to really suck for me. I was like, listen, man.
The Red Roof Inn was a bit much.
Yeah, it's a bit much, but you have to realize that we are in a different. Is he here right now? Oh, yeah. Come on.
Hubs is here. That's right.
I mean, when someone was like, this is bullying, I was like, no fucking kidding. Yeah,
what, Hubs? Do you remember the pep talk I gave you?
I don't actually remember you giving me a pep talk.
When I was like, you were talking about how it was going to be.
I mean, yeah.
And I was like, look, you're going to be the center of attention in a way. You're going to get a lot of followers. Dave's going to tweet at you.
I understand all that.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I can take the
but
fire.
Hubs is such a pure fucking Yankee weasel that it's just killing him. The Red Sox are winning. It's not that Dave's making fun of him.
It's good for your personal brand.
I got poked in the eye by a girl. That was tough yesterday.
That's
a
bit accidental.
Like, look down here, look up. Oh. Shouldn't have told that story.
What a dumb shit.
I don't care. That was the worst thing that happened all week.
That's textbook dumb.
I was like blind for like 2 minutes.
You could have swung on that girl and I would have been like, yep, she deserved it.
Disagree.
I'm a hard
disagree. Kevin's on an island.
That's worth getting kicked out for.
Yeah.
That's good for her. What a Yankee weasel.
I told everybody that you were my least favorite person that's ever existed on this earth.
Yeah.
Boyfriend agreed.
I will. You're the center of it. Like, you are, you will get, people are talking about Hubs. That's a good thing.
No such thing as bad.
I know it's coming in a bad way. But
listen, put it this way. Every Yankee fan is suffering right now watching the Red Sox go on a dominant postseason run. So you might as well benefit from it.
Dave
Ortiz is just dominant.
He's ruining A-Rod. Yeah. Yeah.
Did you see that picture? Was that a recent picture that Quigs, did Quigs Photoshop that picture?
Where he's like.
Frank Thomas and Rafael Palmeiro and David Ortiz?
That was last year. It's unbelievable.
That was last
year.
Got it.
Frank Thomas looks like the fucking
so big.
Kingpin from Daredevil.
He's so fucking big.
He's monstrous.
A monster.
But Hubs, I think
we're going to LA, which that's.
That's Hubs. Actually not bad, though.
Dallas Braden awaits.
Sox up by one. Chug it, Hubs. Chug it.
Oh, no, that's way too much time.
That's a giant rookie
move. What a ball with Hubs. You're taking too much time.
You're taking too much time.
Fuck Greg Bird. Fuck Greg Bird. Fuck you, Greg Bird.
That's come.
You turned into yogurt.
Yeah.
I've never seen the four. I've never seen the four.
Oh my god.
He pours the beer into the shot glass.
You're a certified sociopath.
Yeah, that's great. You're taking your sweet ass time.
Let's go.
Worst strategy ever.
Just eat some In-N-Out and get some sun, dude. You could use some sun.
Dallas Braden straight up bullies. Like, he frat hazes you. He's going to make you, like, butt chug.
I haven't followed
something.
Closely enough to know that relationship.
I was one drink away from the hospital
he just
the last time.
Got it. Beer, boozed out his
all right, so make sure you eat a lot of In-N-Out.
It's like the 12th shot of the night is like a four horseman.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. All because Hubs is like, I don't like the Red Sox.
Oh, yeah? Oh, yeah? Line him up?
I said one thing about Pedro Martinez.
Well, no, I was on Dallas' side on that one.
That was pretty disparaging for the so.
I don't even notice.
Take a fucking hike.
I have seen a lot of Red Sox fans, too. Like, he's obviously getting shit. But I've seen a bunch of people come up like, I respect you.
He's totally on the chin.
Fucking fine.
Yeah, right.
Fucking dunce loser that he is.
He's going to win in the end. As much as it doesn't seem like it right now, Red Roof Inn was a lot. But people are talking about Hubs.
By the way, like, I've completely stolen New York, New York. It's a Boston song now. Frank.
I'm leaving today.
Let's talk about that.
Because Yankee fans and some Red Sox fans are like, enough with it. Like, it's our song. Why would we stop playing?
Like people who are like, oh, that's like your little brother because you're using. No, it's like you stole it. You embarrassed them. You emasculated them. It's like taking over their land. It's
right.
Like we raped and pillaged and we took it from
correct.
Them.
Correct. We planted a flag, right?
Right.
Like, this is also Boston.
We now own you.
This
right.
is currently
what do you
Boston.
Think, Tommy?
Can have it for this postseason. And
Tommy.
Then we get it back.
No, you have to earn it back. Right now, you have no pinstripes. You are just in white cotton, and you have no soul.
I think it'd be weird if like, after a win in June next season, the Red Sox are blasting New York, New York.
Literally, I mean, it's just our song now. I don't know what you
I
want.
Am upset with Aaron Judge because I really love that song. And
he just
totally
it's gone. Put it up on a platter.
It's gone.
You can do the Alicia, the Alicia Keys one.
Yeah. Yeah, get Jay-Z
this
in the
girl Empire is State. On fire.
That's
that
a
one.
Different song.
That one's for you, Tom.
Let's also talk about Yankee fans who think it's also Little Brother Syndrome when people chant Yankee suck. Like, as if you guys didn't chant 1918 forever. No, but as if both teams haven't done this before. And as if, by the way, yes, of course, because there's been 100 years of Yankee dominance, and now they're losing, and now you're going to get your fucking face rubbed in it.
Okay.
And I'll tell you this much, too. The way that Red Sox fans are acting, when the Yankees, when the tables are finally turned, if they ever turn again, they will do the same thing. Because it's all about the other, when the team who's winning, rubbing it in your face, when you have the chance, you rub it back.
But you're obviously very biased in this. I think that's the only play the Yankees fans have. Like, Big Ev is the Yankee fan for Barstool in my mind now. Because these guys have rolled over. We've had this discussion a million
Not
times.
Liz?
Big Ev, Liz too.
Yeah, I was about to
Big
say,
Ev, Willie, Liz, and Big Ev are like the last guys who are like, oh, you're just thinking about us. As wrong as that may be,
right. It's the
at
only
least player. You're keeping a little bit of pride.
Yeah, and I will say, even when we did stink, we were still chanting that at like weddings and church.
Right.
Like,
because
Yankees suck is just like, good morning, how are you?
It reminds me of when people are like, you're punching down. It's like, I don't fucking care. I'm knocking you out. Yeah. I don't care who you are.
I'm
you can all catch
you in the face.
Yeah.
Like, it sucks.
So, like, until you win again, we're going to just continue to chant. We're going to continue to sing. We're going to embarrass you and emasculate you. It's going to suck. You better win again.
I mean, I heard Yankees suck way more prior to 2004.
Absolutely.
Like, it still comes up now just because like we're playing all the hits, just all the classics. Like, Yankee fans, like, we're not thinking about you. It's just one of our chances. I've heard it at Patriot games. Like, the Yankees are nowhere to be found. Like,
oh, yeah. It's a beautiful thing.
It is.
When the Mets were in Fenway in September, like, the whole stadium cheered it. It was like the greatest moment of my life.
Yeah, everyone's like, hey, we both hate those guys. Yeah.
Greatest moment.
Did you do the ad, by the way?
I did Duncan, yeah. Oh, that's all we have,
God,
right?
I just blinked out.
Yeah.
All right.
Megyn Kelly. All-time finesse. Male-time Hall of Famer. $69 million in the bank. Full contract guaranteed after being fired from the Today Show for her discussion on blackface. I think it is...
That one got away from her.
Real quick.
I was watching that video.
It started out
that
like...
That one got away from her.
Because truly, you do get in trouble if you are a white person who puts on blackface for Halloween, or a black person who puts on whiteface for Halloween. Like, when I was a kid, that was okay as long as you were dressing up as like a character.
But you know, there was controversy on the Real Housewives.
So, yeah. There was a controversy on the Real Housewives of New York with Luann, as she dresses Diana Ross, and she made her skin look darker than it really is, and people said that was racist. And I don't know, I thought, like, who doesn't love Diana Ross? She wants to look like Diana Ross for one day. I don't know how like that got racist on Halloween.
There are two things, I've said this for like a decade now. There are two things you can't talk about or do. It's dog face, it's blackface, and dogs. Like, you can't fuck with dogs and you can't fuck around with blackface. She was like, she started out so harmless and then it just snowballed.
Talking about, when they started talking about how like their kid was walking around with an axe from his Halloween costume for a month after, is how like, yeah, like that's Halloween. You dress up, like, I don't know about that. This is a little crazy.
We got
Tommy's
Tyler
begging
here.
To give the mic to Tyler.
Tommy's just holding the mic.
Well,
you
actually,
you
no.
Add anything?
Yeah, Zoom, Tommy.
This is better than anything we're going to say in the segment. So that dynamic was unbelievable.
Yeah.
Tommy just like, well,
good job, Tommy.
Give it to the black guy? I mean, I think she'll be hired by Fox News in about 45 seconds.
Did she come from Fox News?
She'll go back home, where I said they'll probably like make her do the news in blackface because they just love this shit. And she'll have $69 million and whatever else they pay.
How much money are they paying Matt Lauer? And is Matt Lauer NBC?
I think they were both the Today Show.
Yeah, are they paying those?
The Today Show is like, it's like when the Red Sox jettisoned Carl Crawford and what's his face. They had like $250 million
and
off
Nick
the
Punto.
Team. I mean, that's a lot
of
money.
We need those stats, like sports stats. Like the NBC is paying more to the Today Show to not have these people on the Today Show than all of CBS.
Yeah.
This says Matt Lauer won't get paid rest of $20 million contract after NBC fired him.
Oh,
right. So
he probably was fired with cause.
That to me is NBC being like,
yeah,
you fucked
been
up.
Racist.
Yeah,
that's being like, Megyn Kelly, we don't like you anymore. I mean, her ratings suck too. This is probably like, we're just going to take this opportunity to get you the fuck out of here. But, I mean, you just can't talk about this stuff.
Tyler, if
right?
I got...
I mean...
this is a whole... I have to just say right now, this is a whole world that, like, doesn't exist to me. The whole morning television show, like, news show.
Yeah.
I don't know anything about any of this world. It's like,
a
such
force.
A bizarre
Jeff
world.
Jeff
D.
Love.
Yeah.
He was Good Morning America.
Yeah. Yeah, Jeff
when
D.
you
Love.
Saw this go down, were you like, oh, fuck, this girl's done? I mean, I guess it's not quite the same Megyn Kelly shit as Good Morning America,
oh,
but...
Oh, for sure. And, like...
Yeah.
keep in mind who's watching it too.
Yeah.
Like you could not be any less of the demographic for that show.
Yeah.
Right.
Maybe like a 6-year-old kid.
By the way, I mentioned this on the live stream on Sunday that we did, but the fact that we actually say Jeff D. Lowe, it's yeah. like you're like a
Jeff D. Lowe.
Yeah, I know, but like he's like a
what's the
presidential
D
assassin or a dude in like
name.
Milwaukee.
Well, yeah, I know. Yeah. What you're
oh, David.
Yeah.
Like Rutherford.
John
Rutherford
B. Hayes. Just been fucking eating people and yeah. keeping the skulls in
Chester
your, in
B.
your
Arthur,
basement
that's you.
In Milwaukee.
Yeah, you're like a step away from just saying at Jeff, just calling me my Twitter.
Yeah, but it's just like you. What,
you picked.
You get the fucking middle name initial. That's crazy.
Just
yeah.
the D stands for my middle name.
Like,
no fucking kidding.
Yeah, it's just crazy. Who are you?
It's like Homer J. Simpson. His middle name is D-E-E. Just yeah. Jeff D. Lowe.
Okay, Jeff D. Lowe.
So, Megyn Kelly.
Yeah, morning TV sucked. That's
go polish those Emmys, babe.
It's crazy, I do want to ask Tyler, because Tyler, obviously not a huge fan of white people doing blackface, I would assume. I don't want to put words in your mouth.
Correct, yes.
But you're also a big finesse guy, so like this must be the Chinese finger trap for you.
It is. I feel like she did it on purpose. I feel like she read
what?
Through.
Did you watch the video?
I haven't seen
it. Like I said, it got away from her. Like
she leaned into it.
It was really the apology. It was like she said it. She was kind of like, I mean, I was once Diana Ross. What's the big deal? And it was kind of like, well. And then the next day she was like, well, I made some comments.
She got caught up in a conversation that she like, the trains just went off the tracks.
And I'll tell you.
She had no idea.
I'll tell you who fucked her is that Al Roker. Al Roker was like, bitch, you did not understand what you were saying.
Well, she apologized to the staff. She owes a bigger apology to folks of color around the country because this is a history going back to the 1830s, minstrel shows to mean and denigrate a race wasn't right.
It was boom. It was over. Once Al Roker speaks, the gavel goes down.
Yeah, anyone who's allowed to poop their pants in the White House, if they're against you,
people
you're done.
People don't know that stuff.
No, they don't talk about it
that
enough.
That should be talked about every
Roker
single
his
day.
Pants?
Yeah.
At the White
Al
House.
I tell you what, you know what it is. You know what it is.
He volunteered this?
Yeah. No, yeah, he talked about it.
Your bowel has been reconstructed. You think you're pretty safe. And I probably went off and ate something I wasn't supposed to. And as I'm walking to the press room, I don't know, I think I got to, you know, pass a little gas here. So I'm walking by myself. Who's going to know? Only a little something extra came out.
You pooped in your pants.
I pooped my pants.
You know what it is if he was still fat, we'd talk about it a lot more.
Yeah, good point.
But a skinny guy pooping his pants is more like, was he sick? Right. Yeah, like,
I think it's damage control.
Yeah, right. Fat guy, it's like, that's funny.
I think fat guys can hold their poop better. You get skinny and all of a sudden.
No.
No, I'm saying.
You gotta think about it. If you're fat, you're pooping on average way more than the skinny person.
Yeah, it's
there's more chances to make a mistake.
Is that true?
Yeah.
It's less malleable.
You're taking it more weight, so you're putting out more.
Right, but I feel like you just like control it better.
Where's like Jeff Vibber? Let's get everyone on the road. Vibs probably poops like once a week. Yeah, four times a day.
Vibs is like a chick.
Yeah, right. Like
he poops like twice a week.
If you're a little skinny guy, you're not pooping.
I feel like this is stereotyping though. This is like Big Ev with the fart game.
Definitely.
Like, he was getting fat fart shamed.
Oh yeah, no, fat
right,
guy.
No,
if
but
a
he,
fat guy in the circle, he's blamed for 1,000% of the time.
There's a difference. He was definitely getting fat fart shamed, but Big Ev definitely farts more than like skinny people.
He claims
also
no.
True.
That's a lie. That's a lie. That's an absolute lie.
I feel like when you're
expert
fat,
expert character witness.
I feel
big
like
gap.
When you're fat, you know like your body better than like the skinny person.
No, I'm after every meal, I'm just like, all right, sign me up for farting for the next 6 hours.
I mean, listen, you're like, talking from experience.
Yeah, that's
so
like I
don't want to, you know.
Big Ev is just lying. That's fine. He had to cover his tracks, but yeah, fat guys fart and poop more. That's just how, like, science.
Strong
right?
agree.
Yeah.
More in, more out.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
It's like a big dog taking a bigger shit.
Yeah,
like,
it's right.
Not, you see it every day when you see a big mastiff
like,
walking down the street.
Like a little
he's
chihuahua.
A horse poop. Yeah.
It's a couple little rabbit
right.
balls.
Yeah, you see a little,
yeah,
you see a little chihuahua. It's taking little tiny poops.
Yeah, that's funny. Fat guys fart and poop more. Put that on a t-shirt.
Facts.
Put that on a fucking on a textbook.
Yeah.
Steph Curry doing Steph Curry things last night. It's been a minute since he's had one of these, I feel like.
Yeah. This is he's going to, like, last year was kind of weird. He had injuries and Kevin Durant working him in and all that shit. Or was it last two years?
Yeah.
This is, like, I feel like this Steph is going to go back to the 2015 Steph where it's every night he's just, like, shooting from half court.
Did you see his warm-ups? I know he's always fucking around in warm-ups, but he was doing some shit in warm-ups where if you were watching, you should have been like, oh, something's coming. here's my problem. You have to let this guy play four quarters. You need to let Steph Curry put up 70.
No,
so much more disrespectful.
And he gets injured all the time.
I mean, who cares if he gets injured? Let the guy put up 80 and have his career accomplishment. I want to see the Warriors put up 170.
Yeah, I want to see him put up 80 in three quarters.
Yeah, like, I mean, that's the real challenge.
What was their highest quarter last night? The Bucks put up 49.
They scored 46 in the first quarter.
The Bucks put up 49 in the second quarter.
Steph did?
No, the team scored 46.
Yeah, it's up way too high.
It's insane.
That shot, the picture of him standing by the Wizards bench, did you see that?
Oh, yeah.
He's got the follow through and he's just like laughing right in their fucking faces.
Yeah.
And whoever tweeted it, I quote tweeted him, said, violence is the only answer. And like, I think it's true.
Well, no,
at this point, you just got to pop.
This is the thing. When he was being super disrespectful before, that was the time to get violent with him. It's too late now.
It's established.
It's too late. A, he's established it. And B, now he has fucking Boogie Cousins on his back.
True.
Like, that is way too late.
Yeah, that's very
way too late. And
now you thought he was disrespectful when they were soft. Now they got muscle.
That's what I mean.
Although David West was that guy.
He wasn't when they were super disrespectful, like,
but the last couple of years, David West is definitely
for sure. And it was just
he set some precedents. That's how he got in there.
Yeah.
I would definitely not fuck with if you're like, hey, you get to pick Boogie or David West. Like, I would not fuck with David West first. David West is like got that little bit more of the old man anger. Like,
Boogie's
a
little bit too much of a star. Like, David West has always been a junkyard kind of guy.
I agree, but
also you can get
Boogie.
You can also
but
if you fought with Boogie, you can get Boogie to like fight emotionally. David West, I feel would Marcus not Smith. Fight
he just
emotionally.
Only fights
he would just kill him. Yeah.
No, that's a good point.
Yeah.
Scoring is absolutely through the fucking roof. It's up like.
Fibs, how many times a day do you poop?
Twice a day? That's a lot for a skinny guy.
Yeah, that's a lot for a skinny
guy. We were discussing fat guys versus skinny guys. We said you almost probably shit like a rabbit, like little pellets come out.
Oh, no. I got big turds.
Oh,
see,
wow.
See, that's what I'm saying. I feel like skinny people sneak.
I would love a day where I only shit
twice.
Yeah,
that's what I mean. Roughage. It's like that. Like people take laxatives to stay skinny because they're shitting all the time. I feel like skinny people might shit more. Maybe you guys are fat because you don't poop enough. You ever think about that one?
I poop a lot.
Buddy, if I'm pooping more, you know what I'm saying? I pay a lot. Yeah.
Tracy McGrady said he would put up 40 a game in today's NBA.
What would you be like in today's game?
Oh, come on, man.
Really?
Like, that's not
you
fair.
Guys think, I look at some of these guys like James and, you know, these high-scoring guys that are shooting a lot more threes than myself and Kobe shot back in the days, averaging probably 10 threes a game. I'll average easily 35, 40 points a game.
Right?
And I mean, if we're talking peak McGrady with the way the league is right now, I don't think that's that far of a stretch.
He's not as good as current Kevin Durant.
I heard he was saying he didn't put him in his top 50. Where'd you put him?
Well, here's the problem, Cooley.
I had him like 27, I think.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He should have been high.
Yeah. Just, because he was a Magic fan and he's pissed at Tracy McGrady.
He'd have a long peak. He was pretty good.
His peak was unbelievable.
I'll counterpoint this. I agree that the scoring is obviously up and everyone would score more. But is Tracy McGrady now all of a sudden like saying that he's a 40% three-point shooter? Because he was a 33%.
Exactly. Yeah, well, he was just saying.
When he's winning his scoring titles, they stunk.
He shot seven threes a game in like 2008 or 7. Yeah. Like, and he didn't. He scored 28 a game.
He said at his peak, he averaged 32. And he was like, if he's taking 7, these guys are taking 11.
On a team
like,
that won
21
games.
Not Steph. Steph is taking like 6, and he's just going 5 for 6.
Right. I think he was talking about specifically
campaign's
that game last
going
night.
7 for 11.
I think if anybody who is talented takes 11
throw that out there.
On a regular basis, you probably can add 5, 6, 7 points.
Yeah, no, I just think it's funny because it's like, yes, he would score more, but he's not, like, he wasn't some
dead-eye
shooter.
He
didn't
play 100 years ago.
No, like, that's not. That's actually not.
Yeah.
He also did say, too, though, that you're not allowed to impede my forward progress. I'd fucking dunk on you.
Yeah.
That's also wrong. Like, you can do that. Like, I don't know. These people are like, oh, you can't handshake
this
anymore.
Is,
like, watch an NBA game one time.
The NBA is also the king of this. The NBA is, like, more than any other league, the guys who just retired being like,
I mean, last year.
It's so easy.
Yeah.
Last year, Bill Simmons was like, if Paul Pierce played this, like, in this era. Like, he just retired.
He did play. In this era.
Right.
But he was like, if he played in this era, he would average, what was it like? It was a crazy number.
It's basically
like,
Kevin Durant's like prime numbers.
But better.
Like, I don't think that would be true.
Yeah, I don't think that'd be true.
So, I don't get it. But we also.
But it is the NBA. This is how they always do it.
No, we had, who was the guy who brought us all the barbecue, played for the Royals?
George Brett.
We had George Brett.
He said he bet 390.
No, he said
he hit 800. No. Every league does it, but I feel like the NBA does it more than any. Like, half the time, if you just listen to Shaq and Charles Barkley, like, half of their commentary is how easy it is.
Well, to be fair, it was easy for Shaq then, too.
Yeah.
And also Charles Barkley.
Charles Barkley did. No one got in shape. He would have actually had to work out in the offseason Charles Barkley.
Yeah.
Imagine that. Not so easy.
The other NBA, I didn't put this on here, but did you guys read the
Cameron Payne? Oh.
No.
Were we going to get to that?
campaign.
He went 7 for 11 from three last night. No big deal.
Chris Dunn
like
out of a job?
He's the worst player of all time. You don't understand how crazy this is. He is like the worst player.
Is Chris Dunn out of work?
I mean, it was wild watching him like get on fire, and he was doing heat checks, dribbling it all out of bounds and shit, and like. But he only shot threes.
He did 11 shots?
I think no, he might have taken a couple twos, but he only made threes.
Oh,
those are only made field goals.
You're talking about Darius Miller?
Darius Miles.
Darius Miles.
Yeah. The Players Tribune article. It was good. It was like all about him and Quentin Richardson being like too young and too rich and all that shit. Our boy Doug Gottlieb.
Oh yeah.
He tweets about it, and he's like, imagine, like, could you imagine, basically saying like, if kids had to go to college, this wouldn't happen. Like, first of all, Doug Gottlieb, do you know who you are?
Right.
Do you know what you did in college?
Right.
You committed felonies. So
right.
I don't think you're the one to be talking about that.
Bosco.
B, if you read the article, there's nothing like that being 22 would have saved.
I
nothing
mean,
that being like 32 would
damn,
have saved.
Damn, could it's you imagine Kevin Garnett's career if he went to college? Wow, he would have been, what?
Yeah, LeBron.
He'd go
LeBron,
the other way, too.
Right. Well,
imagine
right.
how much money LeBron would have made if
right.
he went to Duke.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, everything Darius Miles was saying was, like, he came from a bad neighborhood, and, like, when he went back home, he gave out money he shouldn't have. It really was not that harrowing of a tale, to be honest, and it certainly wasn't something that a year or two of college
right.
would
say. How many years did Antoine do at
that's
Kentucky?
That's what I, two. I looked
this
up.
That's what I'm saying. Quentin Richardson did 2 years of college, who was
right
rock and
to
step
it.
With
yeah.
Darius
yeah.
Miles
right.
in every story.
Literally,
he
the story was, like, it was
too.
me and Q.
Yeah.
I liked, the article was good. It felt almost like unfinished because he basically went like, yeah, we were dunking on everyone and then I was out of the league.
Yeah,
like,
they skipped
like,
the
what
the
happened
good stuff.
There?
Yeah.
Did you not evolve your game? Did you not coach? But like what, something happened in between I was dunking on everyone and I'm out of the league. I would have liked to talk about
I believe he fucked up his knee because he was,
he did
oh,
fuck
he
up
did,
his
he
knee.
Was
yeah.
trying
yeah,
to,
yeah.
He was trying to play on the Celtics.
But it was very quick. It was like, the article.
That was when he was like 27. He kind of skipped like 22
yeah,
or 26.
Like, so what happened? How did you not put in the work? Like, what's going on
yeah.
here?
Yeah.
I also, we learned the meaning of that, which was pretty anticlimactic, but I'm happy we know now.
Well, I didn't get to read it because the train today wasn't reading time for the McMahon.
I'll leave it for you.
Yeah, I don't want to know.
Who's
yeah,
on that high school
honestly,
team that he
it's
said?
Better, like, don't read it then.
It's Trevor Reza.
Yeah, Trevor Reza.
Hassan
yeah,
Adams,
yeah.
Bobby
yeah.
Brown.
It was from the high school team in the LA area.
It was just like,
he just
we did
from
it.
Them.
Like, they
oh,
did it and
yeah.
we did it.
That well,
it.
Now I know. Thank
yeah,
you.
It was not that great.
I mean, I wasn't going to not tell you.
No, you're a dick, I know.
Wow, big spoiler.
My guy, Mike Francesa. In the news, just bodying Andrew Marchand from
right.
the Post. So Mike has his new app, Mike's On. It's like $8 a month, and it's been a big hubbub about it. It's been a whole to-do about who subscribes, is it too much money, all this other shit. And Marchand has been writing about it like nonstop, and but basically was insinuating that there's only like 300 subscribers. And Mike finally had enough and just went off on him, called him a little weasel, said that he would give him $10,000 for every subscriber. This is what's weird. So Mike,
yeah, that's,
he went hard. He went hard at him.
This
he
was
like,
important part.
He was like, you're a fucking weasel. You wanted to be in my industry and you couldn't make it. You're obsessed with me. You want me in your articles. I never call you back. Like big times him to the max. But then he's like, I'll give you $10,000 for every subscriber under 800 that we have. Which pretty much tells you that Mike has 800 subscribers.
Yeah, like, no, he has like 1,500.
Right,
yeah.
right. So he like picked a number, like,
yeah.
which is not
if you
great.
Had 10,000 subscribers, you would have said, I'll give you $10,000 over every 8,000 subscribers.
Right, the yeah. fact that he's throwing out hundreds
is, like,
is not great.
Not ideal.
But it was a flex when he was like, that's $500,000, which is 40 years salary.
Yeah, that was funny.
That was awesome. Calling him a weasel was awesome. I also do think that like, there is a chance that this, I mean, this app is like, he's one of the first to do it. I feel
correct.
Like it's gonna like grow. So if it's slow right now, I don't think
when
that's like.
August?
Yeah.
End of August. So I told you I had a shocking take on this.
Yeah.
I am one of the 300.
You
oh,
subscribe?
Nice.
I do.
I mean, I am,
I
but obviously. Plus. My dude.
But see, here's
you're
the thing.
A Mongo?
Like,
I just find it so fast. It's almost like going to the zoo. Like
yeah,
I'm
sure.
in New York now, and it's like I'm just like looking around. I want to
yeah.
hear, and especially it couldn't have worked more perfectly. The Giants fucking stink.
Yep.
The Yankees fucking stink.
Yep.
And that's all these people are bitching and moaning
but
about.
But that's
it's like
why,
literal ear porn.
That's why. Yeah.
Best.
That's why you buy it though. Like when the playoffs when the game ended, he was like, I'm going live on the app. I was
right.
like, this is fucking awesome. I
yeah.
get Mike
yeah.
right now. I get all the dumb fucking callers talking about the 16-1
the
game. Like I have no problem paying a few bucks a month.
How much is
yeah.
this? I'm interested.
$7.99. Yeah, it's $7.99 a month.
Not bad.
And you get access to him like all the time.
I subscribe to a shitload of premium servers like that. If it's
under $10, I will subscribe to it.
Yeah.
He's not going to do this because I just know his style. He keeps it clean. He doesn't like no foul language. Doesn't like foul language like from other people. If I knew that he like when he did just the app like the late night, if he was just going to cut it loose and just be like, you fucking cocksuckers.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I would pay $29.99 for that.
Mike at midnight.
Yes, exactly.
He's something else,
take the shackles off and let him roll.
I mean, I understand it now. For the longest time, I was like, I don't get this guy. And then I was in the car yesterday when this was all going on live. And he just, every time he'd come back from break, I'd be like, he's done, right? And he said the same, like basically the same substance.
Oh, he just talks
for 45 minutes
about
straight.
The same
he just like takes the beginning and puts it at the end. And the beginning.
There's a talent in that, though.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He does his own show. Yeah. Now it's like 4 hours. Yeah. He used to do 6 hours by himself.
He also just
if you ain't repeating yourself, you run out of things to talk about.
That are just...
Wrong.
We were driving to the Eagles Giants. We were doing radio from the Meadowlands, and we were listening to him, and he was talking about like quarterbacks that had really good accuracy. And he's like Troy Aikman, another one, except when it's raining, couldn't throw a wet ball. I was like, what? Where'd that come from? But it sounded right.
Everyone
knows Troy Aikman can't throw a wet ball.
That was the best
with Francesa.
Yeah,
what was he saying?
He was like, there was an old call back when he was like still on Fox, like simulcast. And he was like, some guy was yelling at him. He was like, I've never hung out with James Dolan. I'm not friendly with him.
Yeah.
And then they cut into like yesterday, and he's like,
me and Jim are great friends. Yeah.
It's been so nice to my kids. We've had dinner.
I love when that happens.
Every time I'm at the garden, they take care of me.
I love it. It's great. The best. He's unbelievable.
But it only works because he never apologizes.
No.
Never.
Exactly.
Like if he ever said he was wrong, it would ruin everything.
The whole mystique.
Right.
He's never going to do it.
What I've noticed is he'll say he was wrong about like the most like inconsequential detail.
Right. Yeah.
And
the
he's just like,
thing.
Oh no, Mike, that game was on like August 2nd instead of the 3rd. He's like, oh yeah, my bad. Like,
right. And then he'll give you like, I sit here for 6 hours a day. You think I'm going to get everything right?
Yeah.
He called some quarterback a window thrower. And it was like, that's just not, it's not a term. Like, he's a window thrower. has anybody ever heard that in your whole life? I don't know.
Says it, I'm all in.
That's it. That's the thing. Like, he just makes things reality. If it's not real, now it is.
And I also, right before the World Series started, I went back and I watched someone cut it up. It's all on YouTube. The day after 2004, Game 7.
Oh, the best.
It's the best radio show of all
time. It is. It's the best of all time.
$1,000 for the whole thing.
It's
only like
amazing.
10 minutes.
If you don't understand Francesa, it's because you haven't like soaked it in enough. And it's not like it's not for the normal reasons you think. It's wrong reasons.
He's the best.
Anyone else try to do the radio he does, they'd be like, this is the worst radio of all time.
This stinks.
Yeah. Just reading numbers.
If someone else came in and read numbers, got facts wrong, contradicted themselves.
Spent 45 minutes talking about the exact same thing over and over.
He's
kind of
stepping
like,
on my shoes.
And then he just shits on callers. He's just so mean
destroys
to them.
Them.
Like, they're just like, hey, Mike, you know, what do you think about this game? Idiot.
My favorite thing is when he tries to guess where the guy's going to go. And he's just
dead wrong.
Way off. And he's like yelling at him, and guys in the background, like, Mike, that's not where I'm trying to go. And he's like, you fucking idiot, get off my line. It's the best.
You know the Michael clip, right? We'll put it
on. Oh, yeah,
the Michael
radio
clip is on.
Yes, I've done
Michael
radio.
Michael. Call me Michael one more time. All right, last topic here. We had this Brazilian politician yesterday who was just absolutely clearly in an orgy with five different women in Brazil.
Was he?
I mean, unless. So he's just playing the old, that wasn't me. There is just straight up video evidence of him in an orgy, and he's just like, nope, wasn't me.
Does he have like any like tattoos or like distinct?
Define like all that mole.
His face was just very much him.
Like, listen, you know, he
we've
like,
seen a million big cats.
We've
seen a million Feidelbergs.
Listen, if Feidelberg's ever caught in an orgy tape, he's just going to say it's not me, and that's very believable. There's so many Feidelberg doppelgangers.
It looks awesome.
Here's the thing, though.
Yeah,
he
looks like a great orgy.
Like weird identifying tattoo. He's got to get one.
Yeah.
Yes.
I got tribal tattoo on my stomach to my
neck. Oh, why is that ink still wet?
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
Don't worry
get
about
a scar. Yeah. Do something right now. Or, I mean, you just play the deepfakes route. Deepfakes is the ultimate out right now.
You know
it's just like you can like Photoshop video now.
Yes.
It's just like you can put I could put Coley Mick's face in a porn and be like, look, he's in porn.
Yeah. Please
so just play deepfakes.
Yeah, get me.
Looks like a great time,
conversation,
though.
Kevin.
Yeah, I bet it would. All right, that's the rundown. Anything for the after the show? So
I feel bad that all of America is cheated from a competitive World Series.
I was talking to Fights on KFC Radio today. I mean, the Mets were in the World Series 3 years ago, mm-hmm. and the experience could not be any different.
Yeah.
Like, it was stressful. It was anxiety-ridden. It was embarrassing. it was like a different sport. Mm-hmm. You guys are just like having fun.
I mean, the Cubs needed a fucking
seven-game nail-biter
storm to delay the World Series to win. Otherwise, we would have lost.
Right.
That Rajai Davis home run was just like completely.
Yeah, no, we would have lost that game.
Oh, big time.
Absolutely, if that rain delay doesn't
happen. Big time. We've lost two World Series games in my entire life.
Yeah,
my entire life.
I know.
We're fucking 14-2.
All right, so like this is gonna be a sweep. Which do you think was the easiest?
Oh, this by
Rockies
far.
Cardinals. This. Yeah. I feel like the Rockies was over.
The Rockies came in hot, and we just came in like that. Like the whole thing has always been like the ALCS has been our toughest thing this year. When we 4-1 them, I was like, that almost made me nervous.
I mean, at the end of the day, you're gonna lose two postseason games. You're gonna be one of the most dominant postseason teams of all time. It didn't feel like that, but it's gonna be like that. But
yeah, I mean,
like the Astros was competitive of a five-game series you could possibly have. Yeah. Like, every game was pretty close, or it was like...
Well, not when David
Not
Price
every game, pitched, but, yeah, but yeah. David Price, all he does. ALCS and World
Series. That's what I was saying earlier. Outside of David Price's career postseason numbers, if it's past the first round, he's got, like, a 272
ERA. He just needs the first round bye.
He just likes to, like, look at his team and be like, guys, are we actually going to try here? Oh, we're not? All right, then I don't care anymore.
Fight said it was like when you say, like, my kid's just not challenged enough. the teachers aren't challenging
him. Yeah, that's why he's getting detention every day. But, yeah, I mean, America's a great pastime. Everyone loves World Series time, and it's just like no one. I genuinely can't imagine anyone cares about this series outside of Boston people.
I mean, you know that the Dodgers fans are packing it in. After the first three innings, like Dan said, Dodgers fans will just go back to the beach.
And like half the crowd won't even be there until the fourth.
Right.
Yeah. No, that's not a shot at Dodgers fans. It's just the stadium's in literally the worst place ever.
But
like,
I mean,
it takes forever to get there.
It's going to be like Marty Mush walking in with the
No, I mean, Gaz is going, and he was like, my flight lands at 1, and I think the game starts at 5, and I'm worried I won't get there. I was like, that's a legitimate concern.
Yeah. Yeah. Jared and Hubs are going out to L.A.
All right. They'll be doing them. Are you doing, like, electric chairs and shit, Hubs?
I think they're going to the game, so it's going to be...
Oh, at the stadium, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Stadium is...
I'm sure they'll be covering
it. I like it. I've never been, but I like it looks nice on TV.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't
Congrats, Coley.
I've been to L.A.
Oh, you have? How'd you get there?
I used to be able to fly.
Got it. I feel like the reverse Mike Florio. He used to not fly. Now he does.
I would love to get on that plane.
Yeah.
That would be big.
Nah, man. Train life.
Train life today was brutal. It was the longest train I've ever taken.
I mean,
not like technically, but it felt.
I was going to say you were on a train for like 28 hours.
Yeah, but I had a bed.
Yeah.
I'd have a bed for 3 days versus.
Yeah, that's pretty sick. Yeah. I mean, a bed on a train.
I'm basically
train to Atlanta, right?
The new John Madden.
Yeah.
Right.
Fat.
Although Roan, I think is. Roan's back is so bad. Yeah. We're taking a private jet to Jacksonville tomorrow. Rough and Rowdy buy it Friday night, also college football show from the game outside the stadium. Roan, I think, is going to drive, lay on the RV all the way down to Jacksonville.
I begged him last night to reconsider.
I told him, I was like, dude, you can probably lay down on the plane.
I was like, they'll find the place for you later. Yeah. He's like, I don't know.
What's wrong with
him? Yeah, if Larry Bird
He's got what I have, but just more severe. The disc problem. He can't sit for more than like 10 minutes.
It's the worst, bro.
Yeah. It's bad.
But he's going to leave for 16 hours?
He needs the fusion.
It's bad, man.
It's the only thing that saved me. Me and Tiger.